Hi, Nan Hayworth. Great to talk to you, and thank you for showing up. The big question here is, the election, Romney versus Obama. Americans historically have liked to split their tickets so that people are watching out for each other. But if Mitt Romney wins the election and he brings the Senate with him, you would have a Republican Senate, a Republican House, a Republican president, and certainly a Republican Supreme Court. What do you make of that?
Well, Alan, I will tell you that if all of those Republicans represent the cause of restrained and equitable government, efficient, effective government that respects individual liberties, I will rejoice. But I will do my utmost. I hope to be in that new Congress. I will do my utmost to assure that we advance in ways that bring everybody along.
Okay, so let me give you some examples. Social Security. We know that there's been a call for modifying Social Security and privatizing it, something that I'm not real happy about as a Social Security recipient, but also Medicare and changing the Medicare rules. And so if there's no question, National Public Radio, we know about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All those things would be changed because we know that based on what the House has done in the past that this would be would happen. So so what do you make of all that?
Well, Alan, first let's because the seniors issues are always uppermost, I think, in Americans' minds for reasons that you just mentioned. There are so many Americans in the baby boom generation. 10,000 baby boomers a day are entering Social Security and Medicare. So there is no movement afoot to privatize Social Security. Let me assure everyone of that.
Wait a second. I don't want to give you a hard time, but the Republicans in the House have tried to do that in the past. They put it up before.
But not. You know what? It's Alan. It is not something. It's not something that folks have found acceptable as we contemplate the future of Social Security. Just as I mentioned a moment ago, whatever we do, we have to bring everybody along, and because America lives with the decisions that Congress and the president make. They can change those things in successive elections, but let's see if we can do things so that everybody feels comfortable with them from the start. So so-called privatization of Social Security really is off the table for now, as far as I know. I'm hardly the final voice, obviously, or the only voice. But now, should we have some element of, should we very gently and gradually walk ourselves to, modification of the age at which we start receiving Social Security? Yeah, Democrats and Republicans have talked about that, and I think that's something that we're going to have to think about because, the fact of the matter is this, Alan, when we talk about any of these things, and, Medicare, certainly the Republicans in the House have passed two budgets now that have said, there will be no change for folks who are 55 and older. The format of Medicare will not change. But we know this much. And same with Social Security, although to a somewhat lesser extent, it's not as acute in terms of timing, but they're going bankrupt. Both of them are going bankrupt in a time when the federal deficit runs to over $1 trillion a year. So responsibly, we've got to do something, or we're all going to fall, and we're all going to fail, and we're not going to have an economy that works, and we're going to weaken ourselves in ways that we simply can't afford. So we do have to think together about how we sensibly, compassionately, realistically change the federal portfolio so that we preserve that crucial social safety net that people do rely on, but that we take other functions of the federal government and re-engineer them. Every department of the federal government could stand some significant retooling, Alan, and that's what we need to think about together.
So, Nan, let me get this straight, because you say some of this is off the table, but we do know that in the past there's been a move among the Republicans in the House to privatize parts of Social Security, parts of, I say.
Okay,
what's the rationale for that?
Well, we're really not talking about that. The rationale has been that if you allow young, and when I say, you know, young people, I mean, you know, people in their 20s who are paying into Social Security right now, you know, if you allow them an option, this is, again, we're not talking about that right now because folks have found that just, you know, not something that they can embrace. But, you know, the thought has been that if you give them some portion to manage as a retirement fund for themselves, that they do so sensibly. I think there are arguments to be made for that, but we're not talking about that for Social Security in anywhere near imminently, Alan, because again, people just find that prospect troubling. So let's not go there. Let's not go there because we've got so many other places that we can go.
Okay, well, we went there, so now we're done. Let me ask you.
But you know, it's off the table right now. Okay. Nobody's talking.
Well, it's the right now that scares a lot of people.
Well, but it's off the table for the, you know, I would, based on everything I hear, you know, it's off the table for the next Congress, even if we have alignment between House, Senate, and White House, because we have other ways that we can proceed. You know, we have other things to do. Look at the 2010 health law. You know, we're waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on the individual mandate. I think it's going to find the individual mandate unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. You know, then what happens?
Then we have to have an alternative in place, and the three key elements are real liability reform, opening up the insurance
marketplace. Liability meaning tort reform.
Yep.
Yeah,
real,
okay.
Tort reform.
Yeah.
Opening up the insurance marketplace so that people can buy policies from anywhere in the country more affordably. And I would, folks like me would say, let's make health savings accounts that are portable, that are individualized, that allow folks to have choices. That allow them to make those choices within their own lives, and it's worked in a state like Indiana, where they have the Healthy Indiana program. They've funded health savings accounts for all their Medicaid recipients, and it's worked very, very well. State employees also can fund their own health savings accounts.
But
that's a model that works.
But Nan, don't we have exchanges that offer people those choices coming?
Well, the problem with the exchanges, Alan, is that they create layers of bureaucracy, of administrative cost, to the tune of, some estimates say, in terms of, if you look at the picture across the country, $1 trillion worth of administrative cost. That takes dollars away from care. We need to simplify these things, and we can. The exchanges have complicated schemes that they're going to be using. They will essentially make it so that, you know, most Americans will rely on some combination of state and federal government for their health insurance. And that's not what we've been accustomed to. We have enough to think about together in terms of administering Medicare effectively, because Medicare is going bankrupt. Some folks say as soon as 2016. We have got to shift that $500 billion that the 2010 law took out of Medicare back into Medicare, and do so as fast as possible. We have to allow our states and our communities and our citizens to make these decisions, and they are capable of doing it. And the state of Indiana has led the way on that, and that's a Democratic legislature with a Republican governor.
Nan Hayworth, we have less than a minute, but I know that you have a real interest now in anti-bullying laws. Could you take less than a minute to talk to us about it?
Well, this is a matter of caring about each other in our communities, Alan, and it relates directly to individual responsibility. Each of us has a responsibility to think honorably about what we say and how it's going to be heard, and how we can hurt people in ways that we may not intend to. So it really has to be within each of us, and our communities can foster an environment in which we are caring and thoughtful, for the sake of everybody who lives in our communities.
Nan Hayworth, first of all, I want to really thank you for showing up and for discussing all of these issues. It says a lot about you that you're willing to do it, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, I enjoy it, Alan, and I look forward to the next time.
Great.